The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. As we enter this final week of Advent, the gospel passage that we just heard turns our attention to St. Joseph's role in salvation history. When we think about the mystery of the Incarnation, our attention is often focused on Mary and the way that God prepared her for her role as the mother of our Savior. But what about Joseph? He remains a bit more of a mystery. The four Gospels don't have much to say about him. If it weren't for St. Matthew, we really wouldn't know anything about him. In St. Matthew's Gospel, we hear about him in the first chapter, but by the second chapter, he's gone. And what's more, he never utters a word that's recorded in the Gospels. When Mary became pregnant, she and Joseph were betrothed to each other, but they weren't living together yet. According to the ancient Jewish custom, to be betrothed was to enter into a marriage covenant prior to the actual marriage ceremony. This established that the man betrothed was legally married to this particular woman, even though the woman would remain living with her family for a year or more before the marriage ceremony. This covenant was considered so binding that the person had to contract a divorce to be released from the betrothal. When Mary agreed to be the mother of Jesus, God invited Joseph's cooperation in his plan of salvation. We see similar situations in Scripture often, and it's true in our lives as well. If we were in God's place, we might choose to force people to comply with our will, but that's not how God acts. He wants to win us over, and he wants to see us participate in building up his kingdom. Both Mary and Joseph exercised their free will in agreeing to become the biological mother and the foster father of Jesus. Although Joseph had initially planned otherwise. Joseph was a righteous man. He was a man of great faith who loved God and followed God's laws to the best of his ability. A law-abiding Jew at that time had two choices in the case of adultery: to divorce the woman or to have her stoned to death. Because it was the law, he would be in his rights whichever choice he made. Being a just and loving person, Joseph was going to resolve this awkward situation as quietly and as lovingly as he could. That's when God sent an angel to Joseph to do the unexpected thing. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home." As a result, Joseph gladly took Mary into his home. He accepted his mission because of his faith, his unwavering trust that God would watch over them and protect them always. As Joseph's foster son, Jesus was a descendant of the line of David and a fulfillment of the impossible promise that God had made to Ahaz. To highlight this, St. Matthew quoted the very promise made through Isaiah: "The child is Emmanuel, God with us, because in him God is present to us." Joseph was asked to make a choice that was counter to what seemed sensible. Sometimes things like that happen in our own lives. Might we be afraid to move forward with a choice that we know in our hearts is what God wants us to do, but we hesitate because it just doesn't seem sensible from a worldly view? What if God were to ask you to change your plans in order to make room for his plans? Would you? Sometimes we allow our goals and our dreams to become more sacred than God's plans for us, and they begin to block the possibility of a new and more noble dream that God has for us. As Advent draws to a close, let us spend some time this week thinking about two questions. How is God inviting me to cooperate with the work of building up his kingdom here on earth? How is fear being an obstacle to my cooperation? As we think about these questions, let us ask St. Joseph to intercede for us and to show us how to respond with graciousness and humility, with trust and with courage to the Lord's invitation. May God grant us unwavering faith, the same faith that St. Joseph had, as we wait with joyful expectation for the celebration of Jesus' birth. May God grant us the grace to trust with even greater zeal that God who loves us, to trust the God who loves us more than we can ever possibly imagine.